We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga. First of all, a topic we've discussed in the past about issues in getting information, getting the truth out of what was supposed to be the most transparent White House administration in history. There is a note that nearly 50 independent watchdogs are detailing it obstruction by members of the Obama administration. Shouldn't really come as a surprise, but it's just basically a snapshot of what is seems to critics as widespread stonewalling by Mr. Obama and his staff.
That's exactly right. This is absolutely unprecedented to have nearly 50 inspector generals from all different areas of the government, the EPA, the Export-Import Bank, you name it. They are saying, as they are trying to conduct their job, do what they have been charged to do as part of the administration to make sure that waste, fraud, and abuse is not happening in those departments, that they are getting stonewalled. They are not getting the information that they need to do their jobs. And they've taken this unprecedented step to go to Congress and say, we need your help against our own administration to find out the information that we that we're charged to go get. And it's just so disappointing, and unfortunately their MO.
It seems as if it's an attitude, a culture right now of let's just say not wanting to be held accountable, or worse yet, being above accountability.
Yeah, whether it's Lois Lerner or others, this culture that has been created is unacceptable. It does not serve the people that put them there, and frankly, it diminishes their standing. They don't apparently see that with this administration. But the undermining of government and how government needs to work has been palpable.
Let me ask you this, maybe more of a constitutional question than anything else, Bill, is the fact that because we have a lame duck president who cannot run for re-election, this type of attitude can be fostered because of the fact that he doesn't have to be accountable anymore to the electorate, and successors be you-know-what.
Yeah, well, he might not be directly accountable, but there are elections in between. November is going to be a huge election in that vein. And if people like the way that the administration is handling domestic affairs, foreign affairs, if they like the way that they're handling the IRS and the EPA and others, then they'll continue to vote for the president's party. If they don't, I have a suspicion that the American people are going to send a big fat message.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga, and that's a good segue into another question I wanted to ask you, and similar to one I asked Fred Upton a couple of days ago on primary election day, and Fred did win the GOP nomination easily over Jim Busler. You were running unopposed in the GOP primary looking ahead to November 4th general election. And the question I posed to Fred, and I'll pose this to you, Bill, is this. What do you and other Republicans have to do on a national scale, I think more than anything else, to secure Capitol Hill in 2014 to be able to convince the American public that change is needed, not just maintaining the House majority, but taking the Senate away from the Democrats?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I think the trade winds are in our favor. The American people are very frustrated with a lot of the issues that we have just been talking about. And, you know, the president's approval ratings have sank to their all-time low, not just domestically, but even more especially internationally. People's view of his foreign policy is abysmal. However, I do believe that we as a party need to present solutions, which we have tried to do. Those of us in the House are in a little better situation than my colleagues in the Senate, my Republican colleagues in the Senate, because we've had the opportunity to pass bills, to do things. We have over 300 bills that are sitting over in the Senate waiting for action from Harry Reid. I have two of them that passed unanimously. You know, as I've said before, I can't do any better than unanimous coming out of the House. But at the end of the day, you need a willing partner across the Capitol building to then take that up and do something with it. So we've certainly been able to demonstrate some of the direction that we would go to deal with very difficult issues, whether it's our spending, whether it's immigration, whether it's the IRS, whether it's foreign policy. You know, my colleagues over on the Senate side haven't had quite that same opportunity because of Harry Reid's, iron-fisted leadership in the Senate. But I think, again, they have a responsibility to put forward the solutions that we think are best for the American people, and they will decide in just a couple of months here.
How important is it for the GOP to start putting leaders out for 2016 now?
Well, I think we got to get through this. We got to get through this election first. Those presidential elections will take care of themselves. It'll be an open primary on both sides for the Republicans and the Democrats. It's going to be pretty wild and woolly, I'm sure. But I want to get through this next election and, frankly, deal with and govern through the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Because we've got some major issues and some serious things that we have to tackle in the meantime. And the president is going to have to figure out, is he going to be Bill Clinton in his last 2 years and try to figure out some real solutions? And, Bill Clinton signed welfare reform. Bill Clinton was starting to accept some of the budget constraints and spending constraints that the Republican House and Senate had laid out. This president needs to figure that out, whether he's going to do that or whether he's going to take this, I'm a one-man show and forget the rest of you. I'm going to try to do what I want to do. Well, that hasn't worked real well.
One final thing, Zealand Congressman Bill Heising, Congress is on a break between now and after Labor Day, but the Kremlin has no such break, and it looks as if Vladimir Putin and the Russians are making noises similar to what the old Soviets used to do in the Cold War. The Ukrainian situation is certainly one thing. Now we're getting word that Moscow is banning food imports from Western nations as punishment for sanctions placed on Russia in the wake of the Ukrainian situation. I sense a chill coming on the political scene between Washington and Moscow now.
Yeah, well, the irony is that Mitt Romney was right. One of our greatest challenges moving forward, and he talked about this in the elections 2 years ago, was Russia, and we've seen that reemergence with Putin, who came out of the KGB era. My guess is at the end of the day, this may hurt Russia as much, if not more, than it would hurt us or our European or Australian allies. We've got to be very careful. This is an explosive situation, and we have seen that Russia is willing and ready to supply their allies, whether they're formal governmental allies or whether it's like the Russian separatists in Ukraine, with the tools necessary to escalate this very dangerous situation. So I hope cooler heads prevail as well in Russia, but there's certainly an element out there that wants to see the reemergence of Mother Russia and is disappointed in their standing in the world and are looking to gain that back. So it's very dangerous.
Government is one thing, and criminal element is another that reported billion person security leak. Russian hackers apparently getting into that. That just adds another dimension to this chilling of relations between the West and the bear.
Well, between China, the North Koreans, the Iranians, and the Russians, those are the main cybersecurity weak points that we have around the world. And, the Chinese, it's organized. There's by the government in many cases, and there's some fear that it may be the same case in Russia between whether it's the government, though, or whether it's the the criminal element that's out there, you need to have a government that's willing to step in and try to enforce the law and crack down. And it does not really appear that they're interested in doing that because it's perceived to be there to their advantage. So the world's a very dangerous place, whether it's physically or out on the Internet.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, we wish you and your family well as you and your family take some time off, but also work in the district with constituents ahead of back to work in Washington in September. And I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday morning.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting a week of a little family time in before school, but we'll be on the road and we'll see a lot of people out and around.